Today is Friday, December 13th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. More housing is coming to Richland Center. A project to help meet the housing demand in Richland Center has been in the works for several years. Mayor Todd Coppernall is excited to see the Panorama Estate deal come to fruition.
This is really exciting, and I wanted to make sure the people of Richland Center heard this as soon as possible. The developers agreement, the revised, updated developers agreement for the Panorama Estates apartment project was signed yesterday by myself, Ashley Oliphant, the city administrator, and Dwayne Kleinsasser, who, of course, is the builder involved in the project. And this was a very long process. We had to work around the pandemic, which caused delays in the process. But we've done all of that, and this was reviewed legally and also a good financial review from the folks down at Ehlers. And everybody came to terms. The city council approved those terms, and we signed it yesterday.
The original plan called for Building 2 and 3 to be built separately. The plan signed Wednesday calls for the buildings to be built simultaneously.
So Building 2 and Building 3, which were called for in the original agreement, but they'll be done much sooner now by several years than what the original agreement had called for, because the builder actually insisted that they build those buildings simultaneously so they could take advantage of economies of scale. And what the plan is in June of 2025, so this next June, they'll break ground. They'll get the foundation done on the second building up there. And when that's done, they'll begin the third building. And each of those two buildings will have 46 apartments, so there are 92 new apartments coming to Richland Center, construction beginning in June.
Mayor Todd Coppernall would like to thank everyone who has been involved in getting this project underway.
I can't even remember all of the names of everyone that's worked on this, but this began when Paul Corcoran was mayor. The first building was completed when Mike Kaufman was mayor. So several city councils, the plan commission, the utility folks and the utility commission, the city council who approved this. Melinda Jones was instrumental when she worked for the city in getting the original financing package put together. It's a long list. This has been a community project because all of us involved, including the builder, can understand easily how important it is to the future of the community. And there's two big reasons. The first obvious one, 92 new homes in Richland Center at one time. I don't think that's ever happened here before. And the other one, don't forget that that's significant new construction in town that affects over time, that benefits all of our local taxpayers because there's more folks, more buildings involved sharing that burden. So 92 new homes and a big boost coming through the years for the local tax base is just a tremendous win for Richland Center.
Public Health Sauk County would like to remind people of the seriousness of varicella, also known as chickenpox. There has recently been an increase in chickenpox cases in Sauk County. The illness is known for causing an itchy rash on the skin that can spread over the entire body. Other symptoms of chickenpox include tiredness, loss of appetite, headache, and fever. The illness spreads from person to person by touching an infected person's rash or through the air when an infected person talks, coughs, or sneezes. The best way to protect infants and children from this illness is to get them vaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control recommends 2 doses of varicella vaccine, usually at ages 12 to 15 months, and then at 4 to 6 years old. Adults who are unvaccinated and have never had chickenpox should also receive 2 doses of vaccine at least 28 days apart. This illness is very serious and can lead to severe complications and death, even in healthy people. If you or a family member develop symptoms, contact your health care provider. For more information on the chickenpox vaccine, visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/immunization/varicella.htm. To learn more about what immunizations are recommended based on age, visit cdc.gov/vaccine/schedule/index.html. You can access the Wisconsin Immunization Registry online to look up your own immunization record. If you are a parent or legal guardian, you can also look up your children's records. Public Health Sauk County offers routine immunizations by appointment. Call 608-355-3290 to set up your appointment. A parent or guardian's written consent is required for all children under 18 years. Vaccines are free for children 18 and under without health insurance or vaccine coverage. Individuals who are Medicaid eligible, uninsured, or the underinsured, and for American Indians or Alaska Natives, adult vaccines are available to anyone over 18 without health insurance. The Boscobel Area School District has two seats for election this spring. The seats currently held by Greg Luce and Jimmy Cuska are board positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28, 2025, and expiring April 2028. Luce represents Area 3, which includes all of the Boscobel School District's area north of the Wisconsin River in Crawford and Richland counties. Cuska, who filed a notification of non-candidacy on December 11th, represents Area 1, which includes the city of Boscobel. If you are a Boscobel Area School District resident in either of these areas interested in serving, a campaign registration statement and a declaration of candidacy must be filed no later than 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, January 7th, at the district office. The spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has adopted new reading curriculum recommendations without the approval of the Joint Finance Committee. State Superintendent Jill Underly sent a letter to the Republican-controlled committee Friday referencing a state Supreme Court decision showing that the DPI does not require Joint Finance Committee approval for the curriculum. That decision found that the legislature has used the Joint Finance Committee to violate the separation of powers by blocking stewardship purchases. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help children with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for children with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of children who reoffend. Wisconsin has received nearly $18 million of federal funding to replace large, older vehicles like buses and dump trucks with zero-emission vehicles. The funding comes from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which awarded a total of $735 million for similar projects across the country. The Clean Heavy Duty Vehicle Grant Program was established through the Inflation Reduction Act. This round of funding through the program will be used to replace nearly 60 heavy-duty vehicles in the city of Milwaukee. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has sent a warning to four voice service providers in the state, accusing them of allowing illegal robocall traffic on their networks. According to a press release, warning letters were sent to KWK Communications, Inbound, AKA Management, and CallFox. Attorney General Call is part of a bipartisan and multi-state litigation task force seeking to protect consumers from the irritating robocalls. The warning letters include specific instances of suspected robocalls using the four networks.